Opportunity. Isn't that what life is all about? What you make of the opportunities that you are given. As a player, I'm very proud of my career. 3 World Cups, I played around the world, and I left the game as the country's all-time leading scorer. As a coach, I've assembled teams that had no business beating the millionaires. But we did. So now I have the chance to manage a professional soccer team in the city I called home. One of the greatest cities in the world and a global destination. A city I know and love. I know a great opportunity when I see one. We are going to build a team Vegas can be proud of. And yes, we are going to win. And then, we're going to throw a party. I'm Eric Winaldi, your new manager of Las Vegas Lights Football Club. Are you ready? Well, get ready. Viva Lights.
Now that is an intro, baby. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in the building. The Las Vegas Lights brand new technical director and head coach, Eric Winaldi. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. So catch me up on you first, because this is unreal. Like, our dads were friends. You used to.
Yes,
we were from the same high school.
So, and we'll get into all of it. It's crazy.
I got to hear this.
So I'm excited, first off, because we're working together now.
Right.
You know, I'm the guy on the field hyping the crowd, the host. And now I'm going to be working with you. But you didn't know that we go way back.
It's crazy.
Growing up, you were my hero. We went to the same high school, obviously not the same time.
Right.
Westlake High School, Westlake Village, California. Your boy Bojo, 4-year varsity starter at goalkeeper. Humble brag.
I probably watched you play. This is
you
crazy.
You had to have. I was the only 100%. Little black kid playing goalie, killing the game, killing it. But we would always look up to you and Kobe Jones.
Right.
Because, like, if they could do it, we could do it.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
And in my year, we had such a good class, and it was literally like 10 of us who had played together since we were about 10 years old. Shout out to my boys, Rosie, Rahul. What's up, Lowry, Lamb, Wesley? There's a bunch of us, man. And our senior year, we came so close to winning a CIF title, but we couldn't quite do it. But that's beside the point. The point is that we go back. We were from the same hood, and growing up, it was all about Eric Winaldi. If he could do it, coming from Westlake, we could do it. But no, so I'm just excited that, you know, you're here in Las Vegas, and I found out that Vegas was your home at some point, too. I did not know this.
Right.
So, and this was your home during the off season while you were playing ball in Germany. And I am so happy to tell you, welcome back, Eric Winaldi.
It's so good to be back, because I love this city. It provided a different family atmosphere that I didn't realize.
Community
then,
nothing else.
The community's fantastic. So, all in all, you know, when you think about it, it'll be very cool to come back, because there's no learning curve here. I still know everybody, and it'll be great to have some of those lunches and dinners in the coming weeks.
Yeah, well, and we'll talk about everything over lunch. Eric Winaldi, and we're going to talk more about who I think Eric is a perfect comparison to in the NBA world. If an NBA analyst crossed over to be a coach, wait till you hear this. It's coming next right here with Q100.5. Q100.5 Bojo on your radio with USA Soccer legend and now new head coach for the Las Vegas Lights FC, Eric Winaldi. And I'll be honest, Eric, I said it earlier, you were my hometown hero. I played soccer and dreamed to make it to the next level like you did. I played college ball, but I didn't quite make it like you did, man.
Your definition of what make it is, is it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But I call this a success story. I mean, look how good you are at what you do.
And
look what you were able to do. How much you utilized a sport that you were good at that got you a degree, and now look where you are. Yeah, and hey, you're still enjoying the game and loving the game.
But that's still a part of it. It's crazy.
That's crazy. See, soccer, once it's in you, it doesn't just leave.
Yes.
You keep it with you.
Man, you ain't lying, man. Appreciate that. Respect. Now, Eric, we all got the news about you becoming the head coach last week, and everybody was buzzing. And I had a buddy come up to me and like, yo, Bojo, I'm seeing everywhere on social media about this new coach, Eric Winaldi. And he said, if you could compare this new hire of a head coach in basketball terms, who would it be like?
Where'd you go?
I want to hear this. All right. Now, listen to me, Eric. I was honest. And I think it would be a perfect comparison if it was in the NBA would be like if we just hired Charles Barkley.
Nice.
That's sweet.
I'll take
Barkley.
Like,
this dude, you know, is a legend in the game, and then he's well-respected on television. He knows what he's talking about, and now he's finally getting a chance to coach professionally. And we got this guy. And that's how I kind of...
Well, Charles, you know, Charles and I have a lot in common in the sense that we aren't afraid to say it like it is. And
there you go.
One of the things that when you're in television, and I love watching Chuck on TV because he's great. And I think we all love it because, and that's why I'm actually honored that you would compare the two of us because it's one of the guys I look up to.
Okay, good.
My funny Vegas story was
you gambled with Barkley?
No, it's a long time ago at the Hard Rock. And this is, I don't know when this was. He was still in Phoenix, I think. And he was just rolling through the Hard Rock. And I put down a bet on 23 red. And I turned around, looked at him, and he just went, "Really, man?" But it was red 23 for Jordan,
oh,
right?
So, that's
terrible, because I really didn't know what number he was. It was
that's dope. That's amazing. You're gambling with Barkley. See,
he was just walking by. But look, I think that's not a bad analogy.
Okay, cool.
Because he's a guy that probably one of the reasons why. I don't know if he wants to coach. I don't know that, but I always did. But the difficulty is when you've been on television for a long time, there's a laundry list of people that you have angered over the years. Oh. So sometimes it's difficult. One of them is not Brett Lashbrook because that's our owner who actually doesn't has a thicker skin than most, and we certainly have enjoyed our company, you know, so far. I mean, we really do have great conversations about making the game better in Vegas.
Well, look, Eric, you and Brett, hang tight. We're gonna get into some more music. Plus, I want to find we got to talk more about Vegas soccer, and I want to know what you were listening to while you were balling. So we'll have more with Las Vegas Lights FC new technical director and head coach, Eric Winalda, coming up next. Q100.5. It's Q100.5, Beltran, your radio, with your new Las Vegas Lights FC technical director and head coach, Eric Winalda. All right, Eric, we got to talk soccer now.
Right.
We found out quick that Vegas is definitely a soccer town. And the inaugural season was amazing. A lot of historic moments, a lot of ups and downs, maybe a little bit more downs. But for those fans listening right now, and for any of the passionate or even casual fans here in Vegas, what is Eric Winalda going to bring to this soccer club that we didn't have in its inaugural season?
By winning. I mean, look, the bottom line is that the purists will come and appreciate us. And the people who are trying, you know, who are the novice, who really don't know a whole lot about the game, they're going to learn. And they get to learn in a sense that, you know, if you put a product out there that is not succeeding, so the team doesn't win very much, or maybe it's not the highest level, people will lose interest in a hurry. And that's not the case here. Okay. What we're trying to do is we're going to build a team. Of course, it'll have the flair. All the teams that I've ever coached will have that flair, speed, and the ability to defend. You know, this team last year, they didn't get the results. Mm-hmm. At times, they looked... They looked the part of being a team that was still trying to figure it out. A lot of turnover. I mean, 36 players. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So the consistency kind of hurt them. But I think people will come out and appreciate the soccer that we play. We look like we're getting a really young crop of talented guys that are ambitious and they want to prove something and they're hungry. So that's how you build a good team. I mean, those guys will come here, and they're not, you know, in the Mexican mentality, you say when the belly is full, that's a word, that's a phrase that they use. That's not the guy you want. You want the guys that are hungry.
That
want to prove it, and they're coming to dinner every night. That those are the guys that I think we'll go after, and they'll be able to perform for us. And I expect, you know, look, I get it. Expectations. People mm-hmm. say you're way ahead of yourself. You're already promising. This is the standard that I want to hold.
Good.
I want to hold my guys to be accountable for wins and losses, and I want to win. And if you don't deliver for me, you won't be here long. My guys know.
I love it. Bringing that winning culture right here to the Las Vegas Lights FC. It's Bojo on your radio with Lights FC head coach Eric Winalda. Before we get you out of here, we want to know what you were rocking out to back in your playing days. We're going to get into that and more. Next is Q100.5. It's Q100.5, Bojo on your radio. So excited. I'm hyped, man. Wait, I'm also really... a hype man for the Las Vegas Lights FC. But what I'm saying is I'm hyped because Vegas' pro soccer team, the Las Vegas Lights FC, has got a brand new head coach, and he happens to be a USA soccer legend and also happened to be my hometown hero. I'm talking about Eric Winalda in the studio right now alongside owner and CEO of the Las Vegas Lights FC, Brett Lashbrook. What up, Brett?
Tell Eric what I tell you. Tell Eric what I tell you before every game.
Oh, yeah. Three words. We are entertainers.
Right.
And I believe that 100%. Now, I want to make sure you coming in, we're going to win. going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be a fiesta, correct?
That's it. That's the plan. I mean, I think one of the things that I love about the game, and when you really go through all the experiences that you know, whether your sole purpose is to entertain, the reality is winning is fun, and this is a different kind of fun sometimes. Like when you put together a real team and those guys are out there enjoying it, it's contagious. People see it. People feel it. And and it's, you know, when you see a great goal that's scored and you know our team celebrates, and we're celebrating with our fans, there's nothing disingenuous about that. That's real, and that's kind of cool. And I think I remind my players all the time, it's the greatest job in the world. Do not cheat yourself out of having the best job in the world. So all I'm asking for is 75 to 80 minutes a day. That's it. That's all. I need you to work hard while you're here.
Wow. I'm pumped. I know Vegas is going to be ready for you, man. This is going to be special.
It's going to be good. I'm excited, man. I can't help it. I'm jumping out of my skin.
It's a winning combination. You did good, Brett.
He did all right.
All right, Eric, before we let you out of here, man, hey, we got to talk about the music. We want to know, what were you rocking out to in the locker room during your playing days?
I'll go 80s, Bust a Move.
Oh, hell yeah. Young MC, Bust a Move, yes.
Is that the best?
Let's go, Young MC, Bust a Move. It's going to be on your radio next, ladies and gentlemen. We are with the Las Vegas Lights FC, brand new head coach and technical director, Eric Winalda, alongside owner and CEO of the Las Vegas Lights FC, Brett Lastbrook. Okay, fellas, before I let you go, when does everything kick back off?
February. February will start preseason.
We're back.
Rocking Cashman Field, singing, dancing, cheering, marching.
Oh, my goodness. We got a brand new stadium. Olé, olé, olé. We didn't even talk about the new stadium. The Cashman Field is now 100% a soccer stadium.
100% soccer. No more baseball. We're going to turn it into soccer's version of Wrigley Field here in just a few months.
Flat surface. Flat surface.
No ripping it up, putting it back down, ripping it up, putting it back.
And we already know the pregame tailgate party is going to be off the hook, hosted by your boy. Right?
So, and Zappos.
Zappos tailgate parties. Also, we're very excited. February, things are going to kick off. Please come back anytime, both of you gentlemen. Owner and CEO of the Las Vegas Lights FC and your brand new head coach and technical director, Eric Winalda. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming in. I know myself and Vegas can't wait till soccer season starts in Vegas. Eric, I promise you, we're going to get that Young MC Bust a Move on for you right after the double shot with Sierra. And Brent, I promise, next time you come through, we'll play your song.
He's going to go country on it. Don't let him do it.
You got the dough and the hold 'em. That's all I got, Brent. That's all I got.